Take four. Welcome. My name is Marina Paul and I'm your host for this podcast brought to you by Jungle. Podcast is What Would You Do Differently? We take business leaders with 10 years of experience or more and ask them to reflect on an experience or event in their career that, if given the opportunity, they would do differently. Every story you hear is true, and we have protected privacy by changing the names and the places and the organisations, but everything you hear is true and authentic. So without any further ado, allow me to introduce our speaker today, Sally Wolford from Diversity Consulting, the founder. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Diversity Consulting is passionate about creating businesses that are equitable, inclusive, and you worked in a specialist capacity with government and large corporates to be able to help them to look at things like inclusion and come up with practical, sound solutions for staff. Is that about right?
That's about right. I like to champion good, safe, respectful cultures. So, part of the work is diversity, equity, inclusion, and making sure people feel safe and they want to come to work.
Amazing. So if you do want to get in contact with Sally, we're going to put her website details and contacts in the link below. But let's hear about your story. What are you going to talk about? Tell us what you're going to talk about.
I'm going to talk about that moment when you realize that you're in a pretty toxic workplace, but you didn't realize it. And what I would have done differently if I could go back in time.
Absolutely. Beautiful. I think this is a topic that a few of us can relate to, particularly if we've had 10 plus years of experience, right? All right.
Yeah, and probably we've all been in workplaces like this, but actually we sometimes don't listen and learn the lesson. So, yeah, let's go through that.
Let's do it. All right, go.
All right, so I'm one of those people. I love to connect with people. I love to build connections. I love to see, you know, more often than not, where I can build work or build partnerships with different people. And I reckon when I went into this workplace, I thought they were the same as me. They were the connectors. They wanted to build great things. They wanted to do it a bit differently. Now, I'd been in some pretty confined workplaces where, you know, it was very cut and paste. You couldn't do anything differently. You couldn't be creative. So I thought, I have found my match in heaven. This is the workplace for me, which was good. It was a really good workplace for about a year and a half. And then gradually things changed. I don't know whether it was new people on the team or whether I'd changed. And that's quite possibly what had happened. But these flags started to appear. I would turn up to things like meetings and it would hush when I walked in the room or met online, and the team would start to greet me differently. Now, after a while, you think, oh, it's just, you know, they were having a conversation. It's about something completely different. But after a while, it was almost like every time I turned up, there was something going on. This is not right. This makes me feel weird. I don't understand what's happening. And I then started to find it really hard to connect with others in the team. So I'd not only coming into this hushed sort of weird environment, and it was really weird when someone says to you, like, you come in and then suddenly there's like a pause of silence and then the conversation changes and you know it's changed. Like you know this in your gut that it's changed, which makes you very paranoid. And then they started to sort of exclude me from things. So excluding from like pieces of work that ultimately I was the specialist of the knowledge in. I've been in a proposal for it and then suddenly I'm excluded from delivering that work. You know, things like that. There was the sort of cancelling of meetings at the last minute, you know, made me put on edge. And then it sort of kept going on for far too long. I left it to go far too long. But it sort of got worse and worse where it became, I was almost dreading going to team meetings because I knew that here we go. I need to ramp myself up. I need to push myself up and actually get into the mode. I need to be positive. Everyone has to be positive. It was a very, very strange environment where the expectation was you would always turn up positively. You can never have a bad day. And it sort of got worse and worse as it went on. And I think I just thought, it's just me. I'm just a bit different. You know, maybe I just need to try harder. I just need to change myself, bits about myself to fit in. And considering I do diversity and inclusion and culture work,
yeah,
I probably should have stopped at that point and realized, like, what the hell are you doing here? These are not your people. This is not your workplace anymore. Like, do something for you. And it was only when I actually spoke to a really, really close friend and I just said, look, here's what's going on. And I feel like I'm mad. I feel like I am literally crazy thinking this, because isn't that what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, I'm supposed to be the exemplar of all this, and yet I'm the one that's experiencing it. This isn't quite right. And they said to me, you're actually not in the great place. You don't need to be there. You shouldn't be there. And they said, you're in a toxic workplace. You need to get out. And I think the way that I see it is, quite often we are in that situation, but we don't realize we're actually in that situation until we're out of it. And so we tend to ignore red flags. We tend to just go, oh, it's just me, or they're just having a bad day, or they were talking about something else. We find excuses for behaviors that ultimately exclude us, and it's not on. Really, it's not on. But we ignore those red flags. And the more I was ignoring the red flags, the more I started to think it was just me, and it sort of created this paranoid feeling of, oh, hang on, what have I done? I should have done something better. It sort of impacted on me far greater than I ever thought until I'd out of it, until I was out of that situation. So what would I have done differently? Probably just woken up and smelled the roses a bit earlier. Wake up, smell the roses, and get the hell out of there. Talk it through with someone. I should have probably approached other people, not the family, because the family knew what was going on. But when you're in an environment where you're that primary income earner, you bear a lot of responsibility. So I should have really bucked up my ideas and gone, get another job, go out, move on, and find something else. And it was only until my good friend said, nah, I'm going to help you out of there. I'm going to help you. Let's talk this through. And I moved on. I moved out of that workplace. But that then brings with it, once you leave a workplace, you've got that notice period. That's the most horrific part of it all.
Yeah.
Where you're sat there and then they're trying to make you deliver things and do things, and you're like, I don't even want to be here. Like, I've made my decision. I'm going. I'm out there. I'm on my journey out now. And you know, sort of trying your hardest to be positive and upbeat and to continue it, but really ultimately you just want to get the hell out and get to the next place and to do it differently.
That's how you've described that story. So it sounds a lot like bad relationships, where you get sort of like love bombed, you get sort of seduced into this vision, and you get in there, and then things start to, like, as you say, like red flags appear. You're like, oh no, because you don't want to give up on the dream. It's just like, you know, those unhealthy relationships, you know, we've all probably everyone's had, like friends, lovers, parents, whatever. But it's the dream you're holding on to, not the job. And then at some point you have to let the dream go. And that must really, I mean, that hurts. Yeah, that hurts a lot.
I think it is. It's like that dream. And it's like we all have these honeymoon periods in our new sort of jobs, and we think it's our ideal dream workplace. The reality is there is actually no dream workplace, I think. Well, not that I've found so far yet. Now I work for myself, obviously, it's a dream workplace. because the culture's mine to own and live and breathe. Yeah. But it is. It's very it's that toxic in the way it impacts on you. But it is relationships. It's entirely relationships bound. Like our relationships in workplaces, if they're not right, if they aren't gelled together, if they're not built on trust and the same set of values, then they all break down eventually. They do.
During your, your time at this workplace, did you ever raise with people like, this is sort of weird, there's this weird atmosphere, why am I not being included in general communication? And if so, what was their response?
So I did, but I think they were in that weird kind of honeymoon period. So they were okay. Like, no, you're just imagining it. It's like, this is gaslighting 101. Oh, gosh.
That sounds like gaslighting, yeah.
It is gaslighting in the workplace. It is. It's gaslighting in the workplace. And I was like, oh, my God. You haven't woken up and smelled the roses yet.
We did a session last year on gaslighting in the workplace and pointed the finger at a lot of the change management effort.
Yes.
You can't tell people things are good when it's not.
You can't sprinkle glitter when it's that bad. There's no amount of glitter sprinkling. If it looks like it and it still smells like it, it is it.
Yeah. It's a lot to be said.
I think it's just that point in time. And it's only after you've actually got out of the situation do you realise quite how horrific it was and the impact it had, not just on work, but just on your personal life. Like your happiness goes down and ultimately when you're not in a great place like that, and it is kind of a vicious cycle, really, you actually don't perform quite as well as you could do. And so you end up sort of almost giving reason as to why they can behave in the way that they behave towards you.
Mm. It does sound just like VC relationships. Oh, I do a bit of work in DV and it's this moment where people succumb to the abuse and then that's very difficult for people to leave when they're in that state because they're confused and questioning themselves and their self-esteem gets mangled. It sounds incredibly similar, which just takes me to the second point is when people leave workplaces for advancement and they're excited and all that stuff, it's a really healthy transition. It's, you know, that's a good point. But I think your insight is it's not just sort of interesting, it's actually probably really important because if you leave because it's gone toxic, you're at risk of harming yourself and being cynical and, you know, just sort of just like when you stay in relationships that are crap for too long, you've got to look after yourself. And if that means exiting a workplace or a situation, a client, you know, in professional services or whatever, then you should do it. Have you had any like long-term, do you have like PTSD? not real PTSD.
I think it's because like even when I go out with clients, I see some of these red flags. I'm like, oh man, these are red flags in their culture that, their staff might not be having a great time here. But the irony is in all of this is I thought, am I the only one? You know, after you leave somewhere, you go, was it just me or did others experience it? So I reached out to a couple that had left and said, look, random question, what was your exit like? And that opened many conversations about, no, it wasn't just me. And actually there were multiple other people out there that also experienced it. And I thought, that just made me feel so normal that actually I feel normal. This isn't just me. It's not you. It's not that you did anything wrong. It's actually the workplace environment there is just not the one for you. It's like, get out, move on. But, it was kind of nice to know there were others that had experienced it. But we don't talk about it, do we? We leave and then we don't talk about other workplaces that we'd been in because – we're not allowed to, we're not supposed to, and we're all supposed to move positively forward in that sense.
Yeah, I think there's a fine line between like a disgruntled employee, you know, that's someone who probably just should move on because they're not a match, versus a toxic workplace, versus people leaving for advancement. I mean, we've had all three, you know, but I'm sure if you spoke to a disgruntled employee, and not saying, you know, but their view on the situation might be different to a toxic, like a truly toxic environment. But if you've got other people saying the same thing, you know, that's a fair indicator, I think, if there might be something wrong. Yeah. Is there anything you would say to people who are younger in their career? Perhaps they have yet to experience this this baptism.
A baptism of fire, it really is. I think until you've actually experienced it for the first time, it makes you really, really paranoid. So I think for me, my best advice would be go with your gut feeling. I think gut feeling in many, many situations is it tells you, you know, you, your gut is telling you something is off, something is wrong, and listen to it and act on it. Because I've not just for this situation, but on other situations, I've ignored that gut feeling, and it's your intuition telling you something's wrong, something's definitely gone astray here, and you need to do something about it. So gut feeling is always the thing. Also, reduce your expectations. There is no such thing as the 100% perfect workplace for anyone right now. There really isn't. There's always going to be something that you don't really like. You might not find it for a while, but it'll be something. You know, it might just be that I don't like their work from home policy, or I don't like, I don't like my supervisor because they like to, you know, mark my work continuously and check everything continuously, you know. And you think they're super anal at doing that, but ultimately maybe they're just, you know, they've got a nitpicker up ahead of them and they're just trying to make sure that it's 100% perfect. But there is no 100% perfect workplace. What I would do differently for this is I should have listened to those flags earlier. They are red flags, and I should have listened, and I should have listened to my gut, and I should have moved forward, and I should have got out much quicker.
Well, I'm glad that you're back on track. I always feel bad when I hear people have gone through tough stories, but I think it's not the story, like the event, it's how you react to it that's so critical. And I think if the only thing that you would have done differently was listen to your gut and your intuition more, and you encourage others to speak up in these scenarios, then it was, despite it being harsh, it might be a good lesson to have learned. Might not. You might go, no, it was a terrible, I could have lived my life quite happily without it.
I think that everything we experience is a lesson to be learned. At the time, you might think, oh my God, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. But there's always a lesson out of it for something, and you grow, you learn something. And I go, if that happened to me now, even if it was on a client site, if some of those red flags started to appear, I think I'd extract myself quite quickly. Like, you don't need to change your morals, your ethics and your values just to conform or to, you know, get that next bit of business. Stick to your guns, be who you are and don't change.
Yeah, nice. Well, on that note, I'm going to let you go back to the forest, the national park. I'm so envious. It looks like a beautiful day out there. So I just want to say thank you very much for spending time with us over here and sharing your story. It's a tough story, but I think one that everyone will benefit if they take the time to listen. So thank you. Thank you, Sally. And if you're still with us, Sally's details will be below in the link with any types of information that you might want to learn about her organisation. If you are experiencing bullying, harassment or any other types of domestic violence or anything like that, we will put a whole bunch of information down in the down in the links below. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day out there. Cheers.
Have a great day.